Imagine playing a video game
Where your body serves as the controller.
where your movements in the physical world
Translate into actions within the game.
full body immersion.
Wow.
That is precisely what we are examining today.
With this research paper.
Waving real hand gestures recorded by wearable motion sensors
Wow.
to a virtual car and driver in a mixed reality parking game. While it sounds futuristic,
The future of gaming might be closer than we think.
this picture
Explores the fusion of gaming
wearable technology.
and gesture recognition,
We are talking about putting on a glove
not picking up a controller.
and using hand gestures to navigate a virtual realm.
I must admit, as a gamer,
I am quite intrigued.
how does this prototype function?
The researchers equipped players with gloves.
Outfitted with motion sensors.
These sensors tracked even the smallest hand movements.
However,
It is not simply about capturing movement.
it is about translating that raw data into meaningful gameplay.
Let us delve a bit deeper. We are discussing a continuous stream of data.
Being sent from the gloves to the computer.
How does the system distinguish between an intentional hand wave to steer?
Then an involuntary itch.
That is the very challenge the researchers addressed.
Recognizing gestures accurately from a constant flow of motion data.
Is incredibly complex
They had to develop a system.
to separate the important information from the extraneous data.
So
The game could not simply respond to any hand movement.
it had to be taught to recognize specific gestures.
Precisely.
They created a three-step process for this.
Worse.
They segmented the continuous stream of motion data.
Envision dividing a lengthy sentence into individual words.
That is essentially what segmentation accomplishes.
It simplifies the data analysis by dividing it into smaller.
Manageable sections.
That makes sense.
Divide it to comprehend it better.
How do they guarantee this system is registering the correct cues?
That is where step two enters.
Feature similarity search.
The system examines these segmented pieces of data.
Searching for particular patterns that correspond to predefined gestures.
Essentially,
They trained the system to recognize the appearance of a turn left gesture.
compared to a stop gesture,
Though.
it is about identifying the unique traits of each gesture.
Exactly.
However,
There's one more critical step.
similarity merging
The system combines the results from multiple gesture detectors.
to ensure accuracy and minimize errors.
It is comparable to obtaining a second opinion.
Or, in this case,
Multiple opinions.
to confirm the gesture.
Consider it a checks and balances system for gesture recognition.
They have this system for teaching the game to recognize gestures.
How did they train it?
And how well did it perform?
They utilized a data set of recorded gestures.
They essentially provided the system with a library of movements to learn from.
The system was quite accurate when recognizing gestures from users it had been training.
The system excelled with familiar users.
What occurred when a new individual played?
That is where it becomes a bit complicated.
The system's accuracy declined when presented with gestures from someone it had not been trained on.
It is somewhat similar to voice assistants that function flawlessly for one person.
But struggle to comprehend anyone else.
A very suitable comparison
This highlights a significant obstacle for the widespread use of this technology.
For gesture-based gaming to become mainstream,
The systems must become more adaptable.
capable of recognizing a broader range of movement styles.
It leads one to consider the incredible diversity in our movements.
Even when executing the same fundamental gesture,
Our heights,
our arm length,
our individual movement quirks,
it all contributes.
And let us not overlook cultural variations in gestures.
What might be a universally understood hand wave in one culture
Could signify something entirely different in another.
These are complexities developers must address as they refine gesture recognition technology.
It is a complex dilemma.
Yet it feels solvable.
Consider the advancements in voice recognition technology.
Certainly.
And the potential here is vast.
Envision a future where we are no longer restricted by controllers.
Where our bodies become seamlessly integrated with the gaming experience.
It would revolutionize how we play games.
This research
Okay.
was not just about developing a novel parking game.
What are the broader implications?
Particularly for the future of gaming.
This research offers a glimpse into the future of gaming.
Imagine the possibilities in action adventure games.
Sports simulations.
And even puzzle games.
Imagine the thrill of ducking behind cover.
Swinging a virtual tennis racket.
Or casting spells with a flick of the wrist.
The potential for more intuitive
Engagement.
and physically interactive gameplay is immense.
It would transform gaming from a largely sedentary activity
into something far more physically engaging.
One could be working up a sweat while battling dragons.
Or scoring the winning goal in a virtual World Cup.
Precisely.
And it is not solely about amplifying the excitement.
This technology has the potential to make gaming more accessible.
Consider individuals with disabilities who might find conventional controllers challenging or impossible to use.
Gesture-based controls could unlock a new world of gaming for them. That is a remarkable thought.
What stood out to me was
how the researchers employed Java 3D to construct their virtual environment.
It seems counterintuitive to utilize a technology recognized for its practicality
in a domain such as gaming
that frequently pushes technological boundaries.
It might appear unexpected,
but the selection of Java 3D emphasizes a crucial element of this research.
Their focus was not on generating cutting-edge graphics,
but on developing a robust and versatile system for gesture recognition.
Java 3D provided a reliable structure for their prototype,
allowing them to prioritize the development and refinement of the gesture recognition algorithms.
It demonstrates that sometimes selecting the established and dependable
over the novel can be a more strategic path to innovation.
It is about employing the appropriate tool for the task.
In this instance,
Java 3D offered the stability and flexibility they required.
Their ingenuity is evident in their approach to gesture recognition.
It was not simply about recognizing static poses.
They were analyzing complex,
dynamic movements in real time.
It is as though they drew inspiration from other fields
that engage with motion capture and analysis.
What is noteworthy
is how they integrated multiple techniques to create a more resilient system.
They used a method called sliding window and bottom up,
or SWAB,
for segmenting the motion data.
It is akin to deconstructing a film into individual frames,
making it simpler to analyze the nuances of each movement.
And they did not stop there.
They incorporated feature similarity search,
which sounds as though it comes from a detective film.
Indeed.
This is where the system's analytical capabilities became evident.
It went beyond merely identifying gestures.
It began to comprehend the subtle variations in how different individuals execute the same gesture.
So
it recognizes my stop gesture,
even though it might appear slightly different from how you or anyone else would do it.
It adapts to individual styles.
Precisely.
To refine the process further.
They utilized a technique called similarity merging.
This is where the system cross-references its analysis with multiple gesture detectors to minimize errors.
It is comparable to a jury meticulously considering all the evidence
before determining which gesture has been performed.
It is a multifaceted approach to ensure accuracy.
Let us address the limitations of this technology.
We have already discussed how the system encounters difficulties with new users.
What other obstacles did the researchers encounter?
One primary challenge was addressing what they termed the NLL class.
Everyday movements not intended to control the game.
Consider scratching one's head,
adjusting one's glasses,
or simply fidgeting.
The system needed to learn to differentiate these unintentional movements
from deliberate gameplay gestures.
It is a classic example of signal versus noise.
They required a method to filter out all those irrelevant motions that could confound the system.
How did they surmount this challenge?
Their solution was ingenious in its simplicity.
They concentrated on training the system to recognize specific gestures.
Instead of attempting to account for every conceivable movement a player could make,
it is far simpler to teach a system to identify a few key gestures
than to program it to disregard a countless number of irrelevant motions.
It is about working more intelligently,
not more strenuously.
Concentrate on what is important,
and the rest will fall into place.
Precisely.
This approach yielded positive outcomes.
The system performed admirably when recognizing gestures from users it had been trained on.
The true test,
of course,
is how it would adapt to a wider user base,
each with unique movement styles.
That is where the research becomes particularly intriguing.
The paper examines the performance of the gesture recognition system,
analyzing its accuracy based on various factors.
They use two primary metrics to assess the system, precision and recall. Consider precision as a measure of accuracy, how frequently the system correctly identifies a gesture. Recall, conversely, pertains to comprehensiveness, how often the system captures all the intended gestures.
So precision is about striking the intended target, while recall ensures you are aiming at the correct target initially.
An apt comparison. Based on their findings, the system exhibited impressive precision and recall rates, especially when handling gestures from trained users. This signifies that it was not only accurate in its recognition, but also highly dependable in capturing all intended gestures.
That is encouraging. It seems they made a strong start, at least with personalized training, We've discussed the difficulties of adapting to new users. Did the researchers investigate that at all?
They did. They conducted what is known as an unseen user test, meaning they tested the system with individuals it had never encountered. As one might anticipate, this presents a greater challenge as it eliminates the advantages of personalized training.
So it is comparable to testing the system's ability to adapt to unfamiliar circumstances. What were the outcomes of this rigorous evaluation?
As expected, there was a decrease in performance, notably in precision. The system occasionally misidentified gestures from unseen users, highlighting the challenge of accommodating the diversity of human movement.
It underscores that we all possess unique characteristics, even in the way we move our hands.
Indeed. However, it is vital to recognize that this research represents an early stage in the development of gesture-based gaming. The fact that they attained such encouraging results, even with a relatively limited sample size, speaks to the potential of this technology.
It appears we are on the verge of a gaming transformation, where our bodies become the controllers and the boundary between the virtual and physical realms becomes increasingly blurred.
This research merely scratches the surface of what is achievable with wearable sensor technology. Imagine incorporating biometric feedback into gameplay. Heart rate, adrenaline levels, even emotional state could influence the game world. The possibilities are as boundless as our imagination.
It is both thrilling and somewhat daunting to contemplate where this might lead. Let's conclude by providing our listeners with a question to ponder. As we approach this new age of gaming, what excites you most about the prospect of gesture-based controls, and what apprehensions might you have?
Indeed, much to consider. Until next time, continue to explore, inquire, and above all else, keep playing.